we'll see a reduction initially in rural local roads, and they'll be reduced to 60 kilometres per hour. And this is all on foot of national speed limit review by the Minister and the Department of Transport. And new legislation guidelines have now passed and issued to the local authorities, which include these new default speed limits. So we will see initially towards the end of November 2024 this year in County Sligo the reduction of speed limits in rural local roads to 60 kilometres per hour, and in the first half of 2025 for national secondary roads and urban speed limits, we'll see urban speed limits reduced in places to 30 kilometres per hour and national secondary roads to 80 kilometres per hour. So that's a fair reduction. Sligo County Council will also conduct its own review of the bylaws in terms of speed. It hasn't happened since 2018 in County Sligo before, so we look forward to that taking place over the coming months, where we will isolate a number of areas which are prone to traffic collisions, where we have issues with high speed in certain urban areas, and we look possibly look at extending those 30 kilometre speed limit areas and ensuring that we have safer urban areas across our county of Sligo.
Road deaths are increasing by the year, councillor. Obviously, the number of road deaths has gone up compared with this time last year as well. There's all kinds of issues with roads policing. Do you think that lowering the speed limits is kind of papering over the cracks of bigger problems here?
No, we will only reduce the number of deaths on our roads by a multifaceted approach to speed. One is in terms of what we can do as local authority members and their review our speed bylaws and ensure that they're enforced. And they're enforced by members of An Garda Síochána, and it's our job to ensure that they have the funding and resources that their traffic court section is up to a standard to ensure that they can enforce the bylaws that we implement. Currently, the traffic court division in Sligo Leitrim is completely depleted, not fit for purpose, completely lacking in resource. This is something I've raised over the last 5 years on a continuous basis. It's a depleted section of our policing and something that should be looked at across the country, because we have to invest in roads policing.